SOH Breaking News. Information you need, up to the minute. Get current insights into the global concerns of the present day with the SOH Radio Network.
Hello, I'm Chris Thomas, bringing you breaking news. On the 25th of October, prior to the arrival of the human rights torch relay in Australia, an SOH reporter interviewed the ambassador of the torch relay, the chief of public relations of the One Nation Party, Bob Vinicombe. He sees the Communist Party as the most fierce reigning force in the world and expounded his view on the nature of the CCP. He encouraged more public media to step out to report and support the human rights torch relay, calling for boycott of the Beijing Olympics. Bob Vinicombe mentioned in the interview that the communist regime's barbaric practices, domestic and abroad, project a similar image to that of Nazi Germany during World War II. He said that the communist regime is the most dangerous political regime of the world, more dangerous than Saddam Hussein of Iraq.
Communist China take over one country after another. They invaded Tibet, they took over Tibet, and they're threatening to invade and take over Taiwan, and Taiwan is a free and democratic country. They've got weapons of mass destruction, they've got nuclear weapons. So a lot of people came to this country from Eastern Europe to get away from communism. They're blackmailing the Western world with the policy of free trade, which forces us to close down our own industries and buy products from communist China that are made of slave labour. You can't compete with slave labour. There's no justice in communist China because they kill political prisoners and harvest their organs. It's the most dangerous regime in the world today. Much more dangerous than the Saddam Hussein regime in Iraq.
Bob said that only a country with democracy and freedom is qualified to hold the Olympics.
Only democratic countries should be allowed to host the Olympics. Our community should refuse to boycott any products that may be made by slave labour in communist China. People of China have never known democracy. They've never been offered an alternative to a one-party state. And it's a duty of freedom-loving people in the Western world to tell the people in communist China who oppose the Communist Party that it is worth fighting for democracy, for a multi-party system like we have in the Western world.
Bob expressed his stance for the human rights torch relay that the more publicity it gets, the more possibility of the communist regime altering some of its policies. He called for the Australian government to join the boycott of the Olympics, as their political reign slaughtered millions of people under its rule.
Because it's the least I can do to support the cause of freedom and democracy in communist China. I'm sure the Chinese communist regime is worried about its image overseas, and the more publicity we can give to the human rights torch relay, the more possibility the Chinese communist regime might perhaps change some of its policies. I would like the Australian government to boycott the Beijing Olympics. There was a holocaust of millions of people when the communists took over China, and I believe that genocide is still going on now.
This is breaking news on the SOH Radio Network.
When he was asked for his opinion on the relation of trading and the boycott of the Olympics, he said,
Communist China is too important as a trading partner. But this is not true, because if we've got plenty of iron ore and minerals to sell, the Chinese communists will still buy them, whether we criticise them or not. It doesn't matter. Even if it did matter, I would be prepared to accept, other people in one nation would be prepared to accept a lower standard of living, even if it meant some sort of a trade boycott against communist China.
Bob Vinicombe indicated that the 2008 Beijing Olympics carries resemblance with the one held by Nazi Germany during World War II, which aimed to beautify its image in the international society.
Yeah, there's a parallel between the Berlin Olympics in 1936 and the 2008 Beijing Olympics. Both of these Olympic Games were used as a public relations exercise for dictatorships. The 1936 Berlin Olympics was used by Hitler as a public relations exercise for the Nazi Party. The 2008 Beijing Olympics will be used as a public relations exercise for the Chinese Communist regime.
Talking about products made in China, Bob Vinicombe said that it had gravely jeopardised the international society stemming from the corruption of the communist regime. He proposed to produce high quality and safe products in Australia, and in the meantime to offer more Australians with chances of getting a job.
A place like communist China, there's no quality control. There's a lot of corruption. And I think I would go so far as to say that we should boycott any product that comes out of communist China if we can manufacture it ourselves here. We don't need to import these things. We can make them here. And we can make better products here. We can give more jobs to Australian workers here by making the same products which we import from communist China.
The campaign of the Human Rights Torch Relay, initiated by the Coalition to Investigate the Persecution of Falun Gong, travelled across five continents and arrived in Australia on the 27th of October from Europe. Sydney was the first stop of the Torch Relay on the Australian tour. Bob Vinicombe participated in this grand event as a candidate of the One Nation Party for the coming federal election. Thanks for listening. This program was brought to you by Julia Chan and reported by Chris Thomas and Jenny Settle for Breaking News.
You have been listening to Breaking News on the SOH Radio Network.